How's it been? Your family's been able to come up. How's that been for you? You've been separated for a little while.
It's been great. It's good to have them around. They're leaving tomorrow, though, so get a little taste of it for the week. They kind of get a taste of it, too, and kind of been doing a little house hunting, so it's been good. So,
give us a rundown of the quarterback progression. How are things developing there under your standards?
The quarterback position has been playing great. They're making good reads. They're starting to understand the protections and the calls, and we've got some check with me's in the run game. So, you know, you start tying it all together and putting the pieces together. They're doing a great job with it. You know, we get a little wordy on play calls, so they're handling that part of it real well and able to manage that part. So it's been exciting working with those guys and just, you know, seeing the type of people they are.
I just got done speaking with Coy, and he says that he should be a little bit more, you know, favored towards him a little bit. What's it like coaching your nephew?
That's been great. He's a great kid. You know, he's a football junkie, so he loves it, and he's around and wants to be great at it. So it's fun watching him work and just seeing the work ethic he has as well.
You mentioned verbiage. How wordy was the old BYU offense and compared to what you're doing now when you call plays?
There were some times where we got wordy, you know, formations with motions and things like that. So similar to what we're doing now, we'll get a little wordy with our formations and motions and those kind of things. So probably a little more so now than we were then, but the game's changed a little too. So
you played for John Gruden. You got X Spider Y Banana?
Oh yeah.
Anytime soon?
No, probably not that same terminology, but probably similar play concept we'll have in there. But he got a little aggressive with some of the play calls he had, shifts and motion twos and all those things. We've got a little bit of that, but not near the volume he had towards the end of his coaching career.
How much did the tight ends play an instrumental role in your success here when you played?
They were huge. Chris Smith, Byron Rex, Darren Hanley, Travis McBeth. You know, we had some guys then that were a big part of the offense and just kind of keeping those linebackers from being able to drop out underneath wide receivers. And so that's kind of been the staple here and something, you know, obviously we want to get back to and have a part of the offense, especially if you're mixing in some run game and having that extra edge. Defenses have to account for that extra, you know, gap out there that without a tight end, there's a shorter edge and those guys can kind of play a little tighter. So that helps in pass pro, it helps in the run game, it helps in everything to force that end to have to fight through a tight end release. You get a really good end. I know when I played, we tried to put a tight end to that side as much as we could just to make that defensive end have to avoid a tight end and couldn't just get into a pass rush right away. So it helps not only in that part, run game, but also, you know, being a viable receiver for us.
In those few weeks that you've been trying to develop some of these guys into that tight end position, has anyone been sticking out to you?
The whole group is a great group. They're working hard. They're real conscientious. They're learning it. It's something that they haven't done a ton of, and a lot of those guys moved over from the defensive side. So we're managing all of that. We've got some fullbacks, similar type of deal, that moved over from the defense, and they're learning it. And so it's a group effort right now. We're kind of tied in by committee, and that's a great thing if you've got multiple guys that can go in and play, and we get into two tight end sets and those kind of things. That's kind of the evaluation process right now, is seeing what we can do with what we have to work with.
Coach Lamb talked about two guys that are playing on both sides of the ball, like Keeley Davis and Troy Warner. How have they played on offense for you?
They've been great. They're both big play type of guys. I think more than anything, it's trying to give them a foundation on both sides so that if you have some injuries, we can kind of fill in gaps as needed and have as many of those types of guys. Same with a fullback and a linebacker. I know Harvey Longy's played some running back in the past. So the more guys can do, the more valuable they are to the team, because we can kind of plug up some holes if we have some injuries.
You talk about the coaching room would be like if Coach Lamb and Coach Guilford start saying, hey, we really want Akili Davis over on our side of the ball full time. What would that conversation be like?
Well, the conversation is what's best for the team. Whether we want them or not, we're going to do what's best for the team. If that means more stops on third down, more pass breakups, that gives the offense more opportunities. So we're all on the same page as a coaching staff on what's going to be best for the team at that time.
How much pull do you have to say, this is what's best for the team? We need Troy Warner on offense.
You know, if we sit down and have that conversation and we really need him, they would be in the same boat. They're going to do what's best for us. If that means staying on the field and converting an extra third down, keeps them off the field. So we've had those conversations, and right now it's let's get them some time on both sides so that we'll see where we're at come fall and what our numbers look like.
Yeah. Speaking of positions by committee, the running back position, I mean, you have Jamal Williams, you have a lot of guys behind him. First, how's Jamal looked in this offense? And then talk about some of the other guys maybe who stood out to you.
Jamal looks great. We've limited his reps a little bit. We're easing him in back into football again. He's missed some time, and he's got a great attitude, great work ethic. I think he's comfortable running downhill and being in that home position as a running back. And so I can't say enough good things about him. He's a leader of the team. He gets in there and fires guys up in the huddle, and that's what we're looking for. So we're excited he's back.
How Trey Dye was someone that Coach Lamb singled out today. What do you see from Trey Dye moving from wide receiver to running back? And how do you be able to figure out ways to use him?
So that was a question mark coming in. What type of player is he? Where does he fit? Is he just a slot player, or can he come from the backfield? So we thought, well, let's move him back there and see what his capabilities are. And so he's really jumped in and just gone, and he's run the ball well between the tackles. He hits it quick, broke some tackles today, so he's run with power. He hits it quick. He's a threat on the outside. He's a threat in the passing game. And so as a play caller, it's nice to put a guy in like that, and the defense can't treat him as just a receiver or just a running back. They got to play you straight up. So he's a guy that you're able to move around and do some different things with and keep the defense guessing.
So news broke the other night. T. John Caroma tweeted that he wants to come back to BYU. And do you know of any conversations you guys have in contact with him? What's that been like with T. John?
No, you know, a lot of that's just waiting to see what happens with his process. So I don't know where that's at, or we're all kind of in the same boat, just hoping that he's doing great. We love T. John as a person, and hope that he's on the right track and getting things in order. So. That's all we really know right now.
How do you assess Tanner's progress during the spring?
It's been good. It's, you know, my goal was to come in and try to do everything under center so guys get comfortable with that. And he jumped right in and was very comfortable and looked smooth right from the start. So we know he can play out of the shotgun, drop back and throw it, you know, 40 times a game if needed. But the play action and some of those little nuances, he's picked right up. He looks smooth out there and has a good feel for it. And still, you know, the more comfortable you get, the quicker your reads go, the quicker you see things and the ball's out of your hand. So we're starting to get to that point where really starting to understand what we're trying to accomplish on most of the concepts that we have in.
Big picture wise, with so many changes and scheme changes, position changes, all that, there's a lot of excitement as camp started, midway through camp now. Is there still that excitement just overall as a group collectively, or is it kind of hit the grind stages?
No, I think there's still that excitement. We're continually adding little wrinkles here and there and giving guys different opportunities, adding different formations, different setups. So as a coaching staff, there's still, it feels like, you know, we've cut our meeting time back a little bit so they can continue to build on what they've started in the weight room. So as a coach, you always want more meeting time. And so that limits a little bit how quickly we add things. And so it might just be a wrinkle or two every day that we're going out. And a lot of times, because we don't have that meeting time, it doesn't look great the first day you put it in. You got to hang in there, and the second day it usually looks pretty good. They get a feel for it, get to see it on film, that kind of thing. So feel good with where we're at and what we've got in. We've got quite a bit in right now, and the guys have taken to it and really are starting to understand it. We want them to play fast, and so the more you know, the faster you can play.
You're starting to swim more, not just tread water maybe with the new stuff?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that first week was all right. You know, we are treading water a little because we're giving them, feeding them with a fire hose, and now it's a garden hose, a little more of a trickle than a steady stream of it.
Who do you say is your biggest influence as an offensive schemer? Because you know your dad, obviously, and then Norm Child, and Mike Holmgren, Steve Mariucci, John Gruden, so many guys. Who do you say you pulled the most from, or is there anyone that you would say is like you're more that kind of like that guy?
It's hard to say. I think you pull from everybody. And I know, you know, terminology, we're running some of the stuff. My dad, the terminology he's used and tweaked it a little bit. And then there's a West Coast flavor in there, too. There's you know, the Cleveland Browns when I was there with Chris Palmer. There's a little bit of concept from that part of it. So there's a little bit of everything there that you take. And then at the end of the day, we want to run the ball, too. So we're going to be two backs tight, maybe two tights, and we're going to try to run downhill. And if that's what we do best, we'll line up and do some of that. And each week it may be different, you know, what we feel like we can do that week. So I think you take some John Gruden, like you mentioned earlier, some of the formations and wrinkles and shift and motion
power
keys,
right?
And power and, you know, lead and a little more of the downhill run game. But really you take a little bit of everything and then you form it to what we feel like our guys are capable of doing best.